Spices for the Anointing Oil, Exodus 35:8. Christ read the following scripture from the book of Isaiah, identifying himself as the Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to set at liberty those who are oppressed, Luke 4:18. All through the Old Testament, oil was poured on priests, prophets, and kings as a symbol of the Holy Spirit to empower them in the service of God. Up until the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit could dwell upon people, but Christ said soon, the Holy Spirit would dwell in them, John 14:17. And now, every saint is born again of the Holy Spirit, and his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, John 3:7, 1 Corinthians 6:19. The Holy Spirit anoints us for God's service. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned, but we have the mind, understanding of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:14-16. He prays for us. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us, Romans 8:26. He leads us. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God, Romans 8:14. He produces fruit in us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5:22. He transforms us. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. All good things are found in the divine comforter, matchless consolation, infallible instruction, immortal quickening, spiritual energy, and divine sanctification come from the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit.